If someone plants a tree, and eventually over the years the roots might go into the neighbor's even apartment and rip up stuff, or I don't know what. You're allowed to plant a tree, and the guy who it might bother him, you could take care of the problem when it comes to him. It's not your problem that the roots are going to that direction. It's the person, the Nizek's problem, not the Mazik's problem. He's not a Mazik. Okay. If there's a tree of the building that bothers people to go by, so before the Iriyah comes and finds the whole building, you should cut it down, and everyone in the building is responsible to pay for this. And if one of the residents took a thing and he worked, he cleaned it, or he hired someone to pay for it, he could then ask everyone else also to join in with the paying the workers. Now, some buildings have a machsan or a miklat where they use it as a machsan. And every half a year or every year, the van bai decides to clean it out to see if some people move, some people this, we don't want garbage there.
Is that the bomb shelter?
Sometimes the bomb shelter is used as a machsan. And sometimes there's a machsan.
What's a machsan? A storage.
In my building, everything is used as a storage. Also the machsan, we have a storage room, and we have a... Yeah. But also it's very neat, our bomb shelter. We have working bathrooms, and there's always water there. It's very safe. And all the sukkahs are down there.
Yeah, same with the bars.
Okay. So the Vazbai is responsible to put a notice enough days before so people can take care, let's say a week before, so people can take care of their stuff in a place where everyone can see it.
Okay. So you were wired to put it in languages that everyone would understand?
Yes, of course.
English and Hebrew? Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. And also it's good if the Vazbai will put it also one paper in each one's mailbox. Each one. Probably, yes, and then people know for sure. Let's say now the date passed. They took everything out. People now take their stuff, or people don't exist, or the owners left it there 100 years ago and they don't want it, or whatever. If there's a different place where they can put it and doesn't bother anyone, perfect. And if not, they could sell it. So they should write down each thing they stole. And they can use the money for the house, for the building.
It's not just
half-skirt? No.
Why not?
It's not, because someone owns it, maybe. Ken?
Is it a lost object, then?
Yeah. It's an aveda, so you could sell it.
If a student says, I had a bed in there, and it was worth 400 shekels. Yeah, I sold it for 400 shekels. Here's 400 shekels.
Yeah, you write down what you sold and for how much, and yeah. Yeah, if the Vazbai did this without putting a notice and without anything, and stuff were stolen or stuff were taken away or whatever, so then the Vazbai is responsible for the damage. I have to pay it.
Even in the cases of the bomb shelters, that really should not be used as bomb shelters, or should not be used as machsan.
Why not?
It's illegal. According to the Israeli law, it's illegal, like, to put, let's say, because you have to be free in case of emergency, cut the stuff, run it out. So is that stuff is still regarded as a lost object and still have to guard it? You're putting it in an Usr place, though.
It's not Usr, because the building lets.
Well, like, in ours, we make sure that it's not near any of the entrances.
Exactly. Also
so that
by
you
us.
Could, so that even everyone, I can get in. Easily.
Yeah, but it's also, nothing bothers to go in. The entrance, the exit, the window, that is open. The bathroom is open. There's a sink. There's a water. and people know not to put their stuff. Actually, I think I blocked the ladder that goes up to the thing. So in the place where in the neighborhood we live, sometimes people leave their things and they go back to Chutz La'aretz and they're not planning on going back. By us, they just they leave it and do whatever you want with it. So if someone left the building, left stuff there, it's his own problem. Okay, if they left it there, they probably don't care for it. It's not a lost object. That's how they treat it by us. I remember one, we lost a nice carpet that way. I didn't realize or whatever. It was my fault. And someone took it. So, crazy. Don't know what. Now, there's a thing called a vad bayit, right? So what's a vad bayit? Bayit meshutaf. If you have a building with a few apartments, שבחרו באספה לדיירים, מספר שכנים אשר יכהנו בתפקידיהם שונים כוועד בית, that were chosen, there's a vote, then they choose certain neighbors, which will be responsible for whatever certain things. Yeah, so they're responsible, and if someone private wants to do now something in the building, he has to go to ועד בית, he has for permission.
Is every building have to have a
ועד בית? In ועד בית. Yeah, I'm sorry. Every building has a ועד בית.
No.
No? How could that be?
You don't have to have it.
Yeah, but who's responsible on paying the bills?
No, what bills?
The electricity bill?
For what?
The common area.
Yeah.
Depends on the people they have, but if they don't have it, if it's just a walkway, you sometimes the lights get attached to that apartment, you're like each apartment.
And the cleaning, you're all clean?
Well, it's not freestanding home, no. Single family. It would not be ball. You're the ball boy.
No, he's talking about the
Bob. There are a lot of buildings near me don't have.
Really?
Yeah.
And they don't clean the buildings? They're dirty?
It's weird. Every building has it?
Of course.
Is there a requirement?
Listen, there's things to be done.
Nice to
someone
be there,
someone needs to do it.
It's not required.
No, it's not according to law required, right? But
it may be. I mean,
no,
the Rishulayim.
No, I don't think so.
It's the homeowners association.
It's the neighbors. It they want
to
do it.
You don't have to have a homeowners association.
Okay. So that everyone has. I don't know. Every building I lived in, there was a ועד בית. Yeah, let's say that was something of any burst. Who takes care of it? Who deals with everything? Now, let's say there is a ועד בית. The ועד בית is lazy, he's busy, he's not doing what he needs to do. So someone else decided, I'm going to take things in my hand, and he does things. So then he could charge everyone else for what he did. Yeah, for what he had to spend. Okay. If the ועד בית decided that there's a meeting of all the people who own the apartments, and they announced, and people did not come, so it's as if they decided that we let you decide whatever you want. So whatever comes, it's as if they agreed with the conclusions. They can't say we weren't there. You weren't there. It's your own problem. Like in the Knesset, the Havdi. No. If there's a ועד בית, a guy in charge, he's in the ועד בית. He's the guy in charge of the ועד בית. If he uses the money that he gets, now, right now, there's a lot of money in the account, so he's using it for also things, private things that he needs, and then he pays it back, he plays with it. So he's considered a Shema Sachal on everything. You're allowed to do that. He's considered a Shema Sachal on everything that happens in the building, And therefore, if he did a direct, if he did a damage, that, not a direct, a damage that was caused through him, for example, he didn't pay the bill, and therefore they had to it cost more, whatever, he's responsible alone doing it and paying it. Okay? But if he's a shamer chinam, for example, he doesn't touch the money, he leaves it on the corner, uses it, so then he's a shamer chinam. He has the laws of a shamer chinam. If I'm not. Karka or binyan ashayachim b'mshutaf lekama nashim. If there's land or in a building that belongs to a bunch of people, en echad mehem rashay livnot alein tosefet lo kabat rashut mehashchinim hashutafim af im hitnagdut nobad b'tzarut ayin. So no one could build in that land, in that property, unless you have permission from all the neighbors. Not a building without permission from all the neighbors. It's also a law in the country, and also it's a Torah law.
But who owns the land?
Right?
Who owns the land?
Everyone owns the land. Okay.
Is that, I think applies like there's a lot very common idea to put another floor on top of the building.
Right.
Does that apply that everybody has to get permission?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Part of that?
Yep.
Yeah. Selling yep. part of that?
Yeah. They usually you have to pay for each neighbor to sell the piece, but a lot of times. Doesn't really make a big difference. You could also sign like that, because it just means that the roof that belongs to everyone will be one floor up.
But also, they have to do structural engineering on it to make sure that it's up to current building codes.
That's something else.
What about the ones with the Mercola downstairs over the Aladiris? Same thing applies. They get part of the rent for it.
Right.
Split yeah. evenly. Yeah. Somebody has to be accounted mm-hmm. for that.
Unless someone owns it privately. But if no, it belongs to everyone, so everyone gets from it. Yeah, yeah, I know a building which the miklat, they use it on Shabbos as a shul. They rent it as a shul. And during the week it's a gan. And they rent it out as a gan. It's kept where it really was, the best miklat in the area. Yeah, they're allowed to do that. No. Even if your neighbor doesn't want to sign for you, just because he has tzal sign, I don't want him to have. I don't have, I don't want him to have. Yeah? If you didn't give him permission, he cannot build. No. Ezra, listen carefully, okay? Avir hanimtza me'al karka pratit o meshutefet lekam anashim. If this air which is above private land, or above land which belongs to a few people. Yeah, it's not in the public land. It belongs to someone, the land under. Like in your house, that you live on the bottom, it's your private property. So the air that's above your private property. En reshut livnot sham, the person who lives on top doesn't have permission to build there, if through the building there will be damage to the person living on the bottom. For example, the sunlight won't come in. For example, that way he'll be able to look through my windows because he built extra now. Right? Or I won't be able to build my sukkah. Or it doesn't look nice and therefore the prices will go down in the apartment.
This is across the way or no, above?
Above. Okay.
This is going to be smaller now because of what you give on top.
If it's just going to be smaller,
yeah, bigger mekeshes and.
If it's just going to be smaller, I don't know. We have to ask a rav. I don't know. If it blocks his mekeshes completely, he definitely not allowed to do that. If it takes off a little bit of it, I don't know. We have to ask a rav.
What about physical damage? Obviously, for sure he's fine.
I die. What
happened to my neighbors just recently? The Pearson built above them, like expanded their apartment, just didn't knock out some walls, and like all their stuff, like downstairs, was getting ruined and stuff. Like, you know, the roofs were plumbing and everything. Cause they were
yeah, he also had the water coming in from the sea, all kinds of stuff. And of course they have to pay. It's mamash, they're doing it. It's not a pipe that bursts. They're doing it with their own hands. So then of course the people on top have to pay. Yeah. Now the person, let's say there's a few buildings. A few stories, and the one on the third floor wants to build now. mepestet, okay, or an extra room, whatever. And he asked permission from the one under him, and he said, okay, fine, you can build. Okay. But the one below that said, what do you mean? You're going to build it? We're not going to have lights in our house. So you're not allowed to build. Even if the Iliya lets you build, you're not allowed to build.
Because it's going to disturb the neighbors or...
when he's building?
For the neighbors.
When he's building?
Yeah.
If it's
can't
in
do
the...
it, can't do it?
He's allowed to build. No, he's allowed to build. Of course he's allowed to
do it.
Of course.
He doesn't have to consider the neighbors first.
He has to consider the neighbors that he does it in the right hours.
He builds, and then that's it.
He doesn't care.
If he does it after 7 o'clock in the morning, and not between 2 and 4, and before 11 o'clock at night, it's okay.
In this country. In Israel, they put up notices for every building. Like, if they're doing, you're going to do construction or something, they put a sign, then you have however long to appeal it. Like, if you don't want your neighbor to build, and you're like, oh, what happened here? I didn't know this guy's going to start building. I don't want that. You could go and fight it.
Yeah.
Don't for any building, don't they have to get permission from the area?
Of course. I just do whatever you want.
That takes years.
Before the
process. So PG people, what they do is first they build.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then they go and figure it out. Yeah. Because the Iliya doesn't tear it down usually. They make you pay money.
You shouldn't have done it. But if you pay this fine, then...
If the mandes of the Iliya, the
engineer
comes and decides that it's fine, it's legal, legally built, it's not dangerous, the Iliya will get you through it.
You know, we have a big problem with illegal Arab building. They build these mansions right next to our place.
Yeah, we wish the Jews would build also these mansions. So, they have to steal all the material from the Jews. They go and build it for free. So, what does it say? Dayar shitnaged etosefet bnia velo yishtetef hotzotea. If there was a certain, let's say they decide that they're building, the building is going to get a permit, they're building an extra room for everyone, extra two rooms, like if they're doing it in my neighborhood a lot now. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain neighbor which doesn't want to join it, so he didn't pay. B'midah v'kashen kod yotoy shabach et dirato v'achmad ha'shpech ha'shutav sh'nasav ikvod b'niyat shechinam. And now, afterwards, he sells the apartment, and because of that area which was added to the apartment, is worth a lot more, his apartment now. And he sold it for more because of that. So then, he has to pay all the neighbors how much it costs to build. He didn't want to build. So fine, when it came to his floor, they put pillars, and they just continued above. They didn't close by him that, but he has an extra floor over there. And now when he sold it, he showed the guy, look, we have an extra this, and he sold it for more, and he has to go and pay the neighbors, join up with how much it cost them to build.
I think they would have to put walls in for structural support. And
they don't have to put walls in. I saw how they do it.
Yeah.
No. They put two pillars, come on. They could do four floors like that, and then buy it.
That's how the sukkahs are built on tiers. Same thing.
And what?
The sukkahs that people build, like on the third floor, it's the same concept. They put up just
pillars to the third floor. They could do also with buildings. It's not a problem. Right, so they put heavy concrete, very thick concrete. It holds up very well. Yeah. Now, if the neighbor wants to open a window, but from that window, he'll be able to look into another neighbor's house. So the other person who's getting hurt is allowed to tell him, no, I don't let you. Same thing with the mepeset. You're going to build a mepeset. If you're a mepeset, you'll be able to look into my house. So the other neighbor's allowed to tell him, I don't want you to build because of that.
Baba
Kama
talks about that, isn't it?
Baba Vasla, is it Kriya, the beginning of Baba Vasla.
I've never been to see him. I've been like
Now we'll talk about the mitzvah of achnasas orchim. The mitzvah is mitzvah lachnis orchim abayit. It's a mitzvah to bring guests into your house. V'hu bichlal after lachak amocha is part of the mitzvah of loving your fellow friend like you love yourself. Ulo'olam yishtadel adam achnasas orchim. She'en lecha tzedakah gdola mizeh. A person should always make an effort to do this mitzvah because it's not a greater mitzvah than this. And it's one of the mitzvahs that a person eats the fruit in this world, he gets reward in the next world. It's worth it. We say it every day in the Mishnah. Va'unam ken matzinu shekofim na'ir zeh etzeh lachnis orchim. We found that the halacha is Shulchan Aruch and Rama that you force people to take guests. Force them to make the people have what to eat and everything. In I just want to tell you, in Zurich, if anyone ends up in Zurich for any reason, on the way somewhere, or Stami has what to do there, a wedding, who knows? So it's very nice. The community, the Haredi community, Agudas Achim is called, they give you every morning, there's a gabai, he gives you two pieces of paper. One, it says there, you get taken to the makolet across the street from the shul, and you get breakfast. You get a bag with a roll, whatever, sandwiches. And the other one is in the afternoon or night, whenever you want. There's a restaurant, a halavi restaurant, and you can go there and eat for free. For free. And besides that, there's a place where you could sleep for free, or for very cheap. And on Sunday, when the restaurant is closed, a certain family, which they get money from the community, and they give people to eat. It's really nice. It's halach also. I was there with Afatza selling Avash's books, so we used their facilities. We said that bringing in guests is greater than accepting the Shekhinah, seeing the face of the Shekhinah. We remember from Avraham Avinu that Hashem was there visiting him, and then he saw the three Arabs, even Arabs, and he ran.
The Arabs are also very good on that also.
Like
they do
Nasa
Sorkin as well.
Yeah, they might stab you when you leave, but
right, they'll welcome you in with open arms, they'll feed you very nicely too.
My brother told me once he had a big motorcycle. And he was riding it towards Chevor in the winter. And it was very, very cold. I don't think he had the full gloves, I think he had the knuckles. And he thought his hands are going to fall off. Imagine driving an open motorcycle in the mountains over there.
Like involved.
It's very, very cool.
Really hurt.
Yeah, it's painful. If you lose the thing, you might also crash. And he had nowhere to stop. It was just this Arab village, a terrorist Arab village. So he stopped and he knocked on the door late at night also. He told me this. And the guy asked, he opens the door, "Boy, tikanes," he ran away. And they made him coffee, and they warmed him up, everything, and then he continued on. Tell me, I'm a sugar. Not normal. Yeah, that's what he did. I don't think today he would do that. He's married with a kid, but when he was single. Someone who has a Talmid Chacham meeting in his house, and then giving him benefits him from his stuff, it's as if he brought a Korban Tamid. Okay. Now the mitzvah of Achnas Orchim is both for men and women. But the woman should ask the husband before she bring the guest home. Also the husband should ask the woman. Why should the husband tell his wife before he brings in the guest? Because he says here in the bottom, a woman, it's not only the food or whatever she has to prepare.
The house.
It's the fact that there's people in the house, it makes, or people are going to come, makes her under stress. Anyone who's married knows what I'm talking about. What we're going to, oh, they're coming? Oh, what's the problem? Just come for a cup of tea. No, everything, pressure. That's why you have to, okay. Seven.